and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us for another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. Welcome back. This is Chris Carroll. Got a good show for you today. First of all, we're going to talk with the director of IT for a mid-sized company, a manufacturing company. His name is Pete Faustino, and he was important in selecting and implementing their ERP solutions. He's got a story to share with us about that coming up in just a moment. We'll also be speaking with the director of software selection for Panorama Consulting Group. Her name is Natalie Gray, and she's been good enough to join us and tell us a little bit about getting started on a selection project. That is her area of expertise, so you'll want to stick around for that.
You're listening to ERP Strategies and Solutions.
Now on to our first interview with Pete Faustino, director of IT for a mid-sized chemical manufacturing company based in Chicago. Pete, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome, Chris.
Well, first of all, Pete, I want to know, what can you tell me about Nufarm?
Nufarm is an agricultural chemical company. The home office is in Melbourne, Australia, and I support the NAFTA region out of Burr Ridge, Illinois.
Okay, Pete, and what is your role at Nufarm?
I'm the information services manager for the NAFTA region.
Tell us, why did Nufarm decide to choose a new ERP system?
Well, we had a legacy ERP system that was dated, and we found that there was issues with regards to communications with both vendors and customers. And another thing that's maybe unique about Nufarm in this economy is we're very acquisitive. So we needed the ability to ease transition of new products as well as new businesses into our overall ERP system, which was difficult with the system we currently have.
Okay. And Pete, why did you choose Panorama to help you with your evaluation and selection process?
We looked at several companies and interviewed three, got down to the final two, and then did pick Panorama. And part of that was because they are ERP system agnostic, that they didn't have any affiliation with any of the vendors that we were considering. We found ourselves in a fairly unique situation as Nufarm is a global company, and we had several ERP systems already implemented throughout the world. And we wanted to make sure that we considered each of those systems equally. So that was the primary reason we selected Panorama.
And can you tell us, what were the major steps that you took to evaluate potential ERP solutions?
What we did was we collected the business requirements from each of the different components of our businesses, both in the United States as well as Canada. And those requirements were matched up against the strengths and weaknesses of each of the prospective applications. We compared the results and costs for each of the applications, and then overlaid on top of that the Nufarm strategic goals, what we wanted to do as a company as we went forward.
And what were the main deciding factors in helping you choose the right ERP solution?
The primary factor in selecting, as we did, was the strategic needs of the business and the ability of the vendors to address the unique needs that we had as a ag chem vendor. But primarily it was strategic.
Okay. And Pete, how did the vendor negotiation process work?
Panorama assisted Nufarm in using their previous expertise in the domestic market for ERP systems, which was a great help to us because we'd not been in the market for over 10 years. So their expertise domestically helped out a great deal. Panorama also acted as a buffer between us and the prospective vendors to isolate our senior executives as well as other people in the organization from the time-consuming and onerous task of sifting through the options.
And where are you now in your ERP project?
We've made our final decision to go forward with the project. We're starting the installation and migration of our current data into the new system.
Okay. And when is your expected go-live?
Our expected go-live is no later than the 31st of January, 2011. And Nufarm's a very cyclical business, so there are certain times of the year that are unavailable due to the business requirements. But our go-live is January 31st of 2011.
And finally, Pete, can you tell us, what advice would you give to someone that is considering a new ERP system?
A focus of anyone considering a